Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
What the hell's going on TikTok, food TikTok specifically, Simon?
Oh, what isn't going on food TikTok, you mean?
So we're relatively new, maybe 6 months into TikTok, you and I, and yeah. I love it because there are some great food creators there on TikTok, but there are also some really weird stuff where people just seem to be doing disgusting things for attention and to make people angry.
Sounds like social media full stop, Yumi, doesn't it?
So there was one recipe involving feta cheese and cherry tomatoes that went so viral that we thought we have to try this.
Well, we did. And I'm reporting back today, Yumi.
I'm so excited. I'm Yumi Steins.
And I'm Simon Davis.
And this is your 5-Minute Food Fix.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad. And I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Yes, Yumi, today we are talking viral recipes.
Yep.
And one in particular, a feta and baby tomato, cherry tomato pasta recipe in a tin.
I think I might have tagged you in it because it just looks so easy. I was like, this looks like a great recipe for us to do on our podcast. You know,
yeah.
Something basically you just upend a few packets into a roasting dish.
Yep.
And then boil some pasta. Is that the whole entire thing?
It was incredibly simple, incredibly easy. It's a roasting tin, 180 degrees,
yep.
Couple of punnets of cherry tomatoes, in they go, bit of olive oil, salt and pepper.
Herbs.
No, not at this stage. A cube of feta, a big block of feta, so the whole packet.
It's usually about 250 grams.
Yeah, about 225 grams, something, the one I used was. Into the middle of the tin it goes, into the oven, 20, 30 minutes. Out it comes later. Those tomatoes are all bubbly and tasty.
And blistered. And the flavours have been released. You're speaking in a dismissive way.
No, not necessarily. We'll get there. And then the feta is all kind of looking like it's ready to mush. And it is. You take your wooden spoon, you smush everything together.
Yeah.
You add some chopped basil leaves, a chopped garlic clove, finely chopped garlic clove at that point.
Yep.
Salt and pepper. Stir the whole thing together. You've got creamy, tomato-y.
Salty.
Easy, lovely roasted tomato sauce that, you know, the kids and everybody should absolutely love. You just add your pasta into that tin at that point, stir everything together with a bit of pasta water, and you've got a recipe that broke the internet and apparently meant left Finland totally out of supplies of feta for 2 weeks.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
I missed that news. That is hilarious.
It's big news, isn't it?
It did look so easy. You know, all the pictures and videos that I saw on social media, I just thought, gosh, this is the sort of thing I need to do in my life because it looks so easy, except none of my children like feta cheese, which is why I left it up to you to do.
Yeah, and all of my children like feta cheese, and they like all of those ingredients without exception, and yet it didn't work. Which, for me, I had one child put a clothes peg on his nose and insist that was the only way he was going to be able to eat that dish.
Put a peg on his nose.
Yeah, put a peg on his nose. He yes, I know it sounds like child cruelty, but he was insisting.
He was opting in for himself.
He was self-determining the peg. And he ate the pasta, one or two mouthfuls, looked like he'd been poisoned, then pushed it away and insisted that was enough. There was no good reason for this, Yumi. This is just, you know, a case of don't ever work with children or animals and don't deviate outside the ordinary and expect
the
it
repertoire.
To go well
right.
on first glimpse. Because it was perfectly tasty.
So
it was
you
delicious.
Tasted it.
I tasted it. I ate it for dinner. My only complaint would be it was very feta heavy.
Yeah.
It's one of those dishes where it looks really good on video and I can see the reason people are using it. But actually, that's a lot of cheese for not a lot of tomato. And feta, when it bakes, it kind of goes a bit claggy and creamy. Like it was fine. The texture was fine, but there are nicer things to do, I think, with oven roasted tomatoes like that, because it's really easy to roast up tomatoes in a tray like that and get all those lovely flavors of the garlic and the basil and bits and pieces.
Yeah.
But then maybe introduce them to that kind of creaminess in a different way.
Yeah. Okay.
Like a lovely bowl of tzatziki.
But you're not going to put that in pasta.
No. But maybe you make up that little bowl of tzatziki. You then spoon those cherry tomatoes. You make the recipe as per the TikTok, but without the cheese. Spoon those over the top of the tzatziki. Then you dip everything in. You've got a beautiful, simple, really elevated dip, or, you know, lovely side to some meat or something. Or maybe, now that you've taught me how to make the perfect poached eggs, on top of those cherry tomatoes, those poached eggs as well, and that yogurt, of the tzatziki, and you've got this kind of Middle Eastern mashup loveliness.
Oh my god,
that would work really well. I just found that the pasta, I don't know, we've talked before about an emergency tomato pasta sauce,
yes,
that works really well with fresh tomatoes and their skins and things. I think it's much easier and simpler. But, you know, the world of TikTok loves it. I'm not going to lie. It was very easy to make.
I really appreciate you for, you know, trying it out and doing it at home. But what I'm getting is, leave out the feta, roast up those cherry tomatoes, and then put it onto a delicious yogurty dip.
Yes.
And then dip some bread through that thing, and that will be, like, lip-smackingly delicious.
That will be lip-smackingly
delicious.
No one
will need a clothes peg for their nose for that.
I'll try it at home and let you know.
I like it. I like it a lot. Taking one for the team is Simon Davis, and I'm Yumi Steins. This has been your 5-Minute Food Fix.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.